Hello, my name is Kendra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling about a problem that we called down there today. It was 2 weeks ago. And my daughter is 63, and she takes care of me, which I'm 82.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
My husband's 87, and my sister's 87. She takes care of us. So this lady that talked to me down there gave me this number right here, 1-855-566-5333.
Uh-huh.
We live near the Marshall County Department of Health.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
We called that number, and the gentleman told her that he would call over there and get an appointment for her to go over there and have a shot. Well, he went, I suppose he called. We called him back, and he said he certainly was going to call. So I called over there just now to ask about it, and they said the number that I gave them right there was no longer in service, that they didn't have any vaccines, and it was first come, first serve. I said, well, if we come over there, she's not old enough. Is she going to be able to get the shot without his say-so? Because he said he'd tell them. And so she says, she just told me the office rigmarole, and they won't answer the phone over there.
I don't understand. All that we do on this hotline is take people's information, like your first name, last name, phone number, email county,
yeah,
age.
Yeah, that gentleman
and
took
we,
all that.
And we send that over to your local county health department. Okay? From what I understand, once it's sent over there, you get put on a list. You're pre-registered, and you get put on a list.
Yeah.
Then the local county health department is supposed to reach out to you by phone when an appointment becomes available.
Uh-huh.
But you're not the
but
first
they
person.
Won't.
You're not the first person that's called today. There's a couple of counties that are doing this, and I don't really know why. Lauderdale County. You said this is Marshall County doing this?
Yeah. And we called, and the lady said that wasn't even a number that nobody called from there. And said there wasn't no need in using that. It's gone out of business. This number, this gentleman told us he would call. And he also said, if I'll try to get you on Coleman line, too. Coleman County Department of Health. And so it's been 2 weeks. And she told me they didn't have it. I said, okay. Can we put the name down? How are we going to know that the gentleman said, you know, how are you going to know that my daughter's the one the gentleman is talking about?
And, yes, ma'am.
He said, well, that's not even, he's not even doing that no more. So we didn't know what to do but to call y'all.
Yes, ma'am. I don't really know what to tell you besides I can pre-register and put you on the list in another county that is going to call that's close to you.
What county is it on?
Are you in Marshall County?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on just a second. Let me look up what's next to you, and I'll call it out, and you can tell me what's closest to you.
Okay.
Counties surrounding Marshall.
Coleman. Now, Coleman is close.
Is it?
Uh-huh. But we can't get no appointment or nothing, you know, that somebody helps us get the appointment.
Oh, I mean, and this puts you on the list. I mean, I understand. Is this just because you haven't got a call yet? I mean,
We hadn't been put on no list.
Okay.
This man said he'd put us on the list, but we don't know about. We know he didn't in Marshall County. And they said that phone number didn't. There was nobody. I told her I knew it was because
we
talked to him.
So, listen, These are the counties that are around you. I have I've got DeKalb County, Etowah County.
They're way far away.
Blount County.
Yeah.
Cullman.
Cullman
Morgan.
Would be the best for us if you could make it at Cullman.
All right. So that's what I'm going to do. So.
Cullman County Department of Public Health.
Yes. And what's your first name? We're going to start with you.
My daughter's. My first name is Jimmy G. Smith. I'm 82.
Okay, no, slow down. Okay, I got to do you one at a time.
Okay.
So, I need your first name.
J-I-M-M-I-E.
J-I-M-M-I-E.
Uh-huh. G is my middle initial.
Okay, and what's your last name?
It's Smith. It's plain old Smith.
S-M-I-T-H. And what's the phone number?
Let me give you my cell phone. 256
okay.
200-0881.
All right, I got 256-200-0881.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You need my husband's and my sister's?
I'm not quite done. Do you have an email that you want to put on here? You don't have to have an email.
I don't have one.
That's okay. No problem. All right. And I got to mark it as Cullman County. All right. And what is your age, ma'am? 82?
I'm 82, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got yours taken care of. I'm opening one for your husband.
His name is Marlon, M-A-R-L-O-N.
M-A-R-L-O-N.
F is a middle initial.
Okay, hold on. All right, what's the last name? Same as yours, right? Smith?
Yeah, uh-huh.
S-M-I-T-H. And?
He's 87. The 88.
Okay.
Okay, and my sister's name.
Hold on just a second, ma'am. Just one moment, and I'm going to... I have to complete his first. What is? You want me to use the same number that you provided me for you, the 256?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. We can't get ahead. I got to do it one at a time. We'll do your sister next. Okay. All right. Let me mark it as Cullman County. And what is your husband's age?
87.
All right. 87. All right, and what is your sister's name?
Myra, M-Y-R-A.
M-Y-R-A, Myra. Uh-huh. Last name?
Nails are middle initial. And head, H-E-A-D.
H-E-A-D. And what's her phone number? Same as yours?
No,
Different? Go ahead.
She stays with, but she's got a different number. Hers is, just put hers on the same as mine. That'll be less trouble.
You want me to use yours?
Yeah, this year.
Okay, no problem.
Save you.
It's okay. It's okay. And what's her age?
87.
All right. Well, I got all three of you pre-registered, put on the list in Cullman County.
Now, that's not who I want registered. These three. Me and her and we already had an air shot, half of it.
Okay, well, why did
The daughter, the daughter's who I told you about, the daughter takes care of us.
Yes, ma'am, but you just give me all this information.
Yeah, because you asked about it, and you didn't ever ask about my daughter
Okay, hold on. What's her name?
Carolita. C-A-R-O-L-E-T-T-A. Carolita.
Uh-huh. Schofield. Last name.
S-C-O-F.
S-C-O-F.
O-F-I-E-L-D.
F-I-E-L-D.
Yeah.
All right. What's the phone number for her?
256-200-5602. See, she's the one that was taking care of us. I was trying to make
I understand.
I got it wrong. To tell you. I mean, I didn't explain good. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But she's the one that takes care of us. And that's the one I wanted to...
I understand.
To get it fixed.
And
you know.
what is her age?
62.
Okay. Well, I've got her taken care of in Coleman County. They'll reach out to you as soon as an appointment becomes available. Okay, ma'am?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling the COVID vaccine
Thank
appointment
you very
line.
Much.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
No problem.